brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, 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 welcome with a side of welcome.
What? I would prefer my welcome as a main course.
A heaping helping of like hospitality.
Meat and three welcomes.
Well, it can be a main or a side. You know, that's the cool thing about
welcome. Mac and cheese is a vegetable and not.
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above. Isn't that what the South is about?
A side dish.
All of acceptance. The above. Acceptance.
Sweet tea. Mac and cheese.
Well, welcome everyone to another Sud segment where we discuss all the good things in life. And also, the stuff we're going to discuss today. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. And joining me today at the table is Sniffy. Good old boy Drew.
Sniffy McSniffy. Sorry, I'm over here. He's getting in the
He's pre-gaming.
Zone,
he's pre-gaming a little bit.
I'm trying to figure out what this is that I'm smelling.
Don't hurt yourself, big fella.
Yeah, I can't quite put my finger on it.
Simmer down.
That's about all I want to put on it, though.
Yeah. Well, hi, good old boy Drew.
I'm glad to be here.
Good old boy Caperton. Hello.
Who?
Hi.
Yes, it's you.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. 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 And wait, who is that guy in that corner? Wait, could it be Timmy?
Yep.
They got little lady hands.
Dave's been waiting a year. He's been saving it up.
That's probably a pre-pandemic find there. He's prehistory.
The release after all that tension.
Boom.
Feels good to be back in the chair.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice. It's been a long time.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's thinking, man, not long enough.
After today, I might be on
his face. He comes back after all this time for what we're about to discuss
so
today.
So lucky. Yeah.
He's very lucky. Yeah. Good boy, Dave. Hi.
I have famously huge turds.
Ooh. Is that legal? That's legal.
It's legal.
In how many states?
Fair use.
Legal enough.
Modest.
Fair use, right?
Yeah. There's a special toilet for him. Well, today we continue the summer of questionable decisions. Da 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 da.
Bum, 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 bum. What? Dude.
What?
You got no music for that?
No.
God. Okay. Whatever. Whatever. Okay. I'm doing my part.
The summer of the questionable decisions. And we're going to have another round of hard seltzers.
Yay.
Syrupy garbage.
Yes.
Hard. This is going to be fun.
The excitement is palpable.
So none of the three guys knew what we were going to do before they came over today. And
this is true.
The look of betrayal on Drew's eyes when I told him what we were going to do, I almost felt something.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
But then I didn't.
But we've locked the doors and locked the windows, and here we are. Yes.
No pool. We could at least do this pool side. You could have arranged that somehow.
We're on a float, a little raft.
It'd be easier. But I'm game.
Let me get a bowl of water
I'm
for
gonna
you.
Speak
Will
for
that
the,
start?
I'm going to speak for the gang here, guys, and I'm ready.
Cool.
I'm ready.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be another blind tasting.
Seltzers.
And I, as always, have the list and know exactly what you're tasting, while my co-hosts will be giving their unbiased opinions based solely on flavor, aroma, and overall enjoyability.
They're not going to hold anything back.
What?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
With so many craft breweries jumping on the seltzer bandwagon, we got several.
Yeah.
Along with a few from the grocery store to see if these beer snobs are also seltzer snobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, good old boy Tim, please honor us with the suds ratings.
I got the poo on me.
just
Getting this ready.
Yep. Hold it together.
Well, today with the seltzers, we'll be discussing and rating them with our patented Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. And these are the ratings. This one might be the most common. A 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a Bud Light seltzer or a Bud Light. A 2, which is probably a good score for a seltzer. Was that a can of hard seltzer in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
That's suggestive. Sounds better than it probably is.
It does.
Actually, maybe that should have been 5.
That should be a 5. Yeah. Yeah. 3. Ah, what a relief. All this seltzer is getting me ready for bikini season. 4, which, let's be honest, there's not a 4 seltzer in this world. Well, a body should really not ingest this much natural fruit flavoring.
Natural in quotes there.
Yeah, natural. Yeah, yeah. Naturally artificial.
Quote fingers.
And 5, listen to that hang time. And never mind, we're not going to be giving out any 5s today.
That begs the question.
I think we should be more open-minded, gang.
Well, should, you know, we should.
There right. might be rating, some 5s here.
Well, should we be rating them?
I don't know what that would taste like, but...
You know what? There cup? Might be one.
I don't there
know.
Could be.
There could be one. I don't know about you guys, but I'm keeping my mind open on these seltzers.
Okay. We've had 4s before. We've never had a 5.
Okay.
Is it fair to rate seltzers, though, on the same, you know, sort of scale in our mind as beers? Like, is a 5 seltzer... You know, the equivalent of a 5 beer, should it be?
Well, but if you think about it, so a 5 is like, it's perfect and you would definitely want to have it again.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. So if you find one of those, Drew, on the tray right. in front of you,
right.
I encourage
you're
you.
You're hiking in, yeah. the, in the wilds with a backpack of these bad boys.
Well, you know, it's like an intelligence test. You know, it's like, what's the old comic, you know, you... We have an intelligence test. Climb this tree, and it's a monkey, an elephant, and I don't know, a rhinoceros.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Say it's a hard seltzer. It's already starting from a place behind.
That's then an elephant yeah. can't climb a tree.
This is I mean, this is hardwired biased.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
I feel dirty.
Okay. Let's just do our best. Let's do our best.
Let's start with A.
A. Oh, we're jumping
yeah, we're in.
In. We're in. We're in.
This is
in
it.
For a penny.
I already did a sneak peek.
Are these
a.
all? Can I ask a question? Are yeah. these are these are all hard seltzers? We do know this, right?
Yes, there is yes. alcohol.
We're not that blind.
There's so alcohol there's a, in everything.
These
you're
aren't
drinking.
Just like right. refreshing bubbly water. Things.
No.
Okay.
No.
I had one of those on the way over. Oh, it was great.
Was it? What flavor?
It was lemon.
Lemon. That's
I'm a purist.
Yeah, that's safe. Yeah.
So, what does this smell like to you guys?
Fermented armpit.
Trash.
It smells like no. kind vegetation. Of cidery peachy? Sort of.
Yeah, it is fake a little
peach rings.
Yeah.
So if you.
And algae.
So
yeah.
if you had to guess swamp the fruit, swamp? What fruit would you say this is?
A compost bin.
What fruit? Just from the smell or the smell and the taste?
I think there's cucumber here.
I can
oh,
see that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Sure.
Now that I taste
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because that could take...
God, but it just cucumber smells lime. Terrible.
It this actually smells better than it tastes.
Really? I was going to say it tastes better than it smells.
I'm with Dave.
I think it...
I don't know.
Which day? Caperton. I'm Caperton here. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm saying cucumber lime bar mat shot.
Okay.
Cucumber something.
Yeah.
Cucumber yeah. something. It yeah. is.
And so, it does have that weird, like...
So we got to rate it now?
Cucumber well, peel taste.
We're just right. Yeah.
Just throwing like, up our hand signs. Know, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like what happens after a cucumber has been sitting in like a plastic bag for a bit?
It's mushy.
You know what I mean?
It's mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
It's mushy. It's that. Like cucumber yeah. milk.
Looking. Yeah.
It's mushy.
That's what I'm.
Cucumber milk.
Actually, that's the name of this seltzer, cucumber milk.
But I guess if you're into
the milk manufacturers,
I want to milk cucumbers.
There's the
sound bite for this episode.
There it is. Yes.
But
I guess if you're into cucumber water,
so now I got to put a number.
You know, then this. it might be a thing for you.
Yeah, I mean that's a thing.
Yeah,
I enjoy cucumber
and
water.
I enjoy yeah. the idea of cucumbers in a lot fresh. Of things, including. Never mind.
Gin.
Well, I was thinking more personal
he was
things.
Thinking,
oh,
yeah.
Spending special time with someone.
could eat, like, I don't know, maybe like some tacos or something with this, and it wouldn't be terrible.
And we're off the rails. Caperton's
found a new way to make pickles.
Okay. Okay, here, I'm getting in the zone, guys. We're drifting.
Yes. I've got
a cracker in my hand, like I'm going to eat this thing. Oh, you guys are like, golly, okay, then. I'm
there.
Wow. There.
So, read between the lines.
We're voting here. It's a silent, it's a semi-silent vote.
So Caperton's throwing out three.
Yeah.
Caperton's enjoying this. Take
that. Tim's a two. That's I think everyone else is a one. So you know what? We'll compromise.
We'll go with two.
No, you guys stick with your one.
We'll go with two.
Yeah, because Tim's two. A two. Tim's
I mean, my two. View is that I think it can get worse.
And three ones?
Okay. If
I give a one on the first one, what if I have something even worse?
Well, we already went through this yesterday. Is legally, we cannot rate anything less than a one.
Okay. I'm setting my bar, guys.
Is that bird law?
Well, you know, we've already done the ratings, and there is no rating lower than a one.
Are you going to show us now?
I am, yes. Uh-oh. So this is low carb, gluten-free.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's what ruined it.
Yeah. Big Sky Cucumber Melon Spike Seltzer.
Melon.
4.2% ABV and 110 calories.
So they're the one, they do, is it Moose Drool? Yeah. Brown ale they do? Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Okay.
They should probably have stuck with that.
Missoula is beautiful.
Stick to the beer, guys. But yeah. I was super generous there. But yeah, I mean, it's cucumbers.
The cucumbers didn't work at all for me.
Whatever. They taste rotten.
Cucumbers are a weird flavor. Like, I've had some cucumber beers that were really good. And some that are...
What was that Wicked Weed beer years ago?
Cool Cumber. Yeah. Or whatever.
I used to get growlers of that bad boy.
And Trinity did Electric Cucumber.
Oh, that was good. Amazing. Yeah. It was good. But then, so, see, cucumbers in there. I like the idea.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back with more hard seltzer in just a minute.
You have to respect the cucumber.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
We're still here.
Caperton's got the giggles already. I think the bubbles are in his
getting
nose.
Goofy with this one.
So, for those of you just tuning in, hi. Thanks for joining us. We are in the middle of a summer of questionable decision.
Very questionable.
Dime a tap.
But this is not questionable for a lot of people.
No, it's not.
They jump right in.
We're doing a blind tasting on hard seltzer. It's become a thing.
We can do it. We can do this. It's been done.
We've got the skills.
Yeah. I mean, this is like kudzu. It's invaded everywhere.
It is. It's here. And deal with it.
Yes.
So we're dealing with it.
We're dealing with it in the best way that we can.
But God,
we're
what doing a questionable a decision blind that is.
Tasting. So let's move on to B. What do you guys think of B?
Whew. Man.
It's better than A.
Well, let's what's better? Maybe. See, this is back to Drew's. Yeah, okay.
I didn't say it was good. I said it was better than A.
Sweet.
I don't know.
It's a little sweet.
It's not better. It's
a little sweet.
I was trying to be subtle.
I would like to know what you consider to be very sweet.
If you like cotton candy,
it is.
Let me see that.
If you got your own cotton candy machine at home, spinning that sugar, this is your. Jam.
This is your jam.
It's between cotton candy and rock candy.
Sugar content. Yeah.
This is just,
smells like berries and perfume.
Okay.
Is this Natter Day?
No. I actually like Natterday.
I don't think I've had it, but everybody says it's not bad.
So what fruits do you think?
Fruits. F-R-O-O-T. What fruit?
He's not wrong.
It's a chemical slurry.
So it's got to be a berry.
So this flavor is
certainly berries. It's razzleberry.
Yeah, it's like razz black.
Yeah.
The snazberries taste like snazberries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The black raspberry.
I mean, it's got to be something from Willy Wonka, yeah. Right?
I'm saying raspberry.
Black raspberry.
It did not come out of the ground.
Do you guys remember, now this is memory lane, there used to be like one of the original New York seltzer.
Oh, man, remember those were good.
Black so raspberry. Good.
Clearly yeah. Canadian.
That's it.
Clearly Canadian is also excellent.
I got out of the game before Clearly Canadian.
I am a little younger.
He was already starting to drink the hard stuff.
Okay, we're rating. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I already threw a three up, so I'm going here.
Okay.
But
yeah. There's a lot more agreement on this one.
There is. Yeah, a lot more consistency. I mean, a little sweet, but I would say more tolerable in terms of flavor. Yeah.
How many of these could you drink?
No, I can't.
On a hot day.
Half of one.
Zero. Too much bad cough syrup.
Too sweet.
Rurf.
Yeah.
But it is if you like cotton candy.
Drew is already sweet enough. Sure. He doesn't need anything like this.
And it's black raspberry something or other.
Well, we're going to rate this a two.
Two-ish. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this, interestingly, as you mentioned, Clearly Canadian.
Oh.
Is a homemade screwball, if you will, or curveball, right?
That's a screwball.
Of Clearly Canadian, black raspberry.
No, blackberry.
Blackberry,
Mountain
sorry.
Blackberry, Clearly Canadian with a half
PGA.
Ounce. Yeah.
What are you saying?
Did you make this?
You made this?
We fortified some blackberry Clearly Canadian with 190 proof PGA.
Yeah, it's a curveball.
Did you register a text, a text stamp with the TTB?
Meanies. Wow.
But just saying, if you're really in a jam.
Yeah. If you don't feel like going out to the seltzer store.
If all you've got is vodka and blackberry Clearly Canadian.
Just spike
or
it yourself.
You can
make
Canadian.
It work out.
Exactly.
Yeah. It needs more orange sherbet.
Jeez Louise. Let's hope I go out in the first wave of that dystopia.
Now the last episode of Seltzer, we spiked a black raspberry LaCroix.
Okay. This is probably sweeter.
This was way sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably not bad. I bet that's a thing, bars.
Again, if you're in a jam
that's a thing.
Just like take a sip or two out of the can
and then
your little floater on top
and you're good to go.
And you can walk the kids.
I just finished it off. I looked at that last sip and I took it.
This is just LaCroix.
Pause.
But I'm also like belching like crazy over here.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to C.
C.
Now, C's got a little tint of hint of color or something.
Smell. Yeah,
it's almost like they used actual juice in it.
Perhaps cloudy.
That's like
it smells citrusy.
That's my third urination of the day right there. That's what it looks like. It's not the first one, but it's like
that's pretty healthy.
That's after a couple of
semi-mandarin orange.
Citrusy smell. It doesn't. Yeah. Uh-oh, here we go.
It's still got that sort of after flavor of like where they fermented cane sugar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so it kind of has that kind of cidery sort of.
So here's the tightrope I'm realizing now is the rope between sweet and not sweet enough.
Yeah.
This is maybe just not sweet enough. I don't know. It's not as enjoyable.
Maybe,
though.
But.
Locale,
we were just complaining about the sugar, and now there's
and
this
now
one's
there's
less
this.
Sweet, and
yeah.
now we're like complaining about
is
it.
Is the juxtaposition
too.
Making it?
Well, but then this is a different type of fruit, and
I could drink more of this for sure.
Yeah, I think this is crisper and would go better in like that hot by the poolside thing.
That aftertaste is like bad diet orange soda.
It's
store
like,
brand.
It is like that diet soda.
Like if you went to the third world and you bought
they should have used
their
better.
Version of orange soda.
Yeah. I don't want to speak ill of Third World and be judgmental, but
banned.
You can get this crappy thing at any
we're
Kroger
not big there,
near you.
So yeah, we've got this in America. Yeah, we don't
got to go to the Third World to find this.
If I'm
on a
powdered
boat and someone hands me this,
I wouldn't hate using this as a base upset. For like a mimosa. You know?
Sure.
Well, I think
throw
that's
like
a
little bitters in there.
That's a good thing we can discuss too. Is like some of these, could you use them as a base for a cocktail?
For
because
sure.
People do that.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you just want like a Four Loko kind of edge.
Yeah. Okay.
Throw some orange juice in this, throw a little bitters, and serve it to me with
following
breakfast.
Following the pack here with these numbers. All right. But yeah.
Well, we're going to rate this a 2.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to get better.
It was closer to a 3 than the other ones have been.
It is the big reveal. Didn't finish that one.
From Founders. This is the Masagave Grapefruit
Masagave,
Premium Hard Seltzer.
I hate them for this. Yeah. I hate them for a lot of reasons.
What's the
but
fruit
this
they're
is
calling
the least
it? Grapefruit?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So 110
well, the,
calories.
Yeah.
Is there agave in it too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moss.
There must
agave,
be.
Tim.
You better believe it.
Maybe they needed moss.
Yeah. 4.5% ABV.
Had I known that going in, I might have rated this a little higher, to be honest.
Well, see, that's why we didn't want you
to.
Right.
Now that
you
it's
didn't
wine,
want to be jaded.
That's really,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
But now that I know what to expect from it. Mm-hmm. I would give it a higher rating.
I mean, it's reasonable.
It's those. That's what that's a beer they do as well. You know,
the beer is better,
and the beer is better.
The beer is way better.
But I see some similarities to the beer, and it's not a bad effort. But it's
that's where the market's going, right?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
All right.
I think if you don't like use enough crazy fruit and sugars to cover up flavors, you get like that weird fermented.
Well, that's the thing is like people target these because they're about 100 calories.
Yep.
About 5% ABV.
Yep.
You know, so I mean, you're getting.
They can drink a lot of them, not get hippie.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Let's go to D. And Hippish. D is a colorful creature.
Delightful.
That's hot pink.
I say, where's Kendall for this one?
Yeah.
It has no smell at all.
Very light, very
like,
very light. You
got
to like almost search
did
for
my,
it.
Did I just get COVID?
You
got to
stick
you guys?
Your nose in it to smell.
Let me give it the full
gurgle.
I get nothing.
I have no smell on it either. No. But the flavor.
Here we go.
My reference
going
to
in.
Kendall was
going
passion
in.
Fruit.
More enjoyable than the previous.
Oh gosh!
Yeah,
this is actually pretty tasty.
This is doable.
This actually tastes like a beverage.
I could see myself drinking this.
It's on the drier side of the fence.
It is.
It's still
body.
Got some fruit going on there. Something tasty going on. Maybe what'd you say? Dragon
passion fruit is
passion
what
fruit.
I was thinking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something one of those
guava or something.
Yeah.
It's like a blend. Pogs. It's definitely a blend of fruits
of something. Yeah.
And a cute little color to it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
You could go pinky up with this.
Definite crowd pleaser in this.
I'd hate to be in this hell, but I'd drink it.
If I were at a bachelorette party, I would find this very appropriate.
Oh gosh, this is probably big.
It's got more going on.
If I was
throwing
a party, I'd throw a case of these, or not a case, a six pack of these.
There's not a lot of negatives other than what it is.
No, I think this is doable.
Going there too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, things are looking up.
Yeah, things are looking up.
Yeah. It's not like this isn't our fourth seltzer, though. You know, like they're going to get livelier.
Might actually finish this one.
This we're going to rate a 3.
Yeah. I'm interested. What is it?
Okay. Oh, she's surprised.
Drum roll.
Gotcha. Drum roll of sorts. Okay, so Untitled Art.
Oh.
Florida Seltzer, Blueberry Hard Seltzer.
Who's the collaboration? Who's the collaboration?
No.
Yeah. Let's see.
They do this on their own.
Yeah, I think this one is their own.
That's funny.
Yep, this is their own. 116 calories and...
Am I wrong in saying...
5% ABV.
What is Untitled Art? Who is that?
It's the guy from Funk Factory.
Am I right in that?
Pretty sure.
Am I correct in that?
In Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They do a lot of contract brewing.
They do contract and brewing and collaborations.
Oh. Now, of note,
yeah,
although...
it's one of the guys from Funk Factory.
Although the can art...
Levi.
...is blueberry. I mean...
himself.
Blueberries
Funk.
On it.
I think.
It
I
does,
I'm almost certain you're right, yeah.
It does say that it has passion fruit.
If we're wrong. There you go.
So there's a little passion fruit in here too. Yeah, it seemed a little bit more like dimensional than just a blueberry.
Stop trying to hone in on Kendall's stuff there.
I'm coming for him.
Wow. Yeah, that was not bad. Right. What'd we give it?
A three.
Sure.
Three. Yeah. Sure. All right.
Still not my thing.
No.
Right. Well, still not my thing.
But of the pack.
Let's keep it moving.
Like
boys.
I said, if you found yourself at the end of the world.
This reminds me of rosé. This next one.
Nobody's brewing.
Now let's go to E.
Yeah.
The smell does not remind me of rosé. It
looks like
it smells
lemonade.
Like summer sausages.
He's got a hint.
I was
going to
say feet.
Like, seriously, it smells like summer sausages.
Jeez. This smells like feet to me.
I want to drink
no,
it.
No, that no, no, no.
So
no.
I want offensive.
I want to drink it.
I mean, maybe it's just how I, you know, my feet smell.
Oh my God.
It is meaty. Yeah.
No, remember there was a beer that we had that was like watermelon rind or something like that.
Oh,
you know what?
Doesn't
Jesus.
It almost smell rindy?
This is offensive in a lot of ways.
Maybe like a bitter melon rind or something.
Is there a pepper in there? Is it spicy?
Oh, I think it's
spicy seltzer. It's just a matter of time.
It's just your body rejecting it.
Oh man,
is this Dave's foot water with a little PGA in it?
This is truly offensive. This better be FDA approved.
I swear to God, this is another Mas Agave Founders.
Oh, you know what? It's
oh
mint.
My God.
It's
yeah.
mint. That's what you're tasting. The spicy.
You're right. I don't want to taste it again. I'm going to concur.
This is like eating. It's eating watermelon mint. And then brushing
you
your teeth.
You guys are going. Look, Tim is like on the crackers here. He's sitting on a Ritz here.
This is so incredibly offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike it. I nothing it.
We just earned our brown wings.
You know,
okay?
I can't describe how bad it is because I can't take a big enough sip to allow myself to actually taste anything.
Okay, so
when you take the one, it just comes back up in your mouth multiple times.
It does.
So.
And,
it's lingering.
Did right anyone now, get dude. A good sip of it?
I did. And I,
no.
Well,
no,
I actually made I will say up. I got a good sip of it. I got a full sip of it.
I got a quarter sip. And I
Google brown wings. We just earned them, folks. Ooh.
I wanted to I'm like this
legally
one.
One is
I,
the
want, I want to do this and
one.
I want to move on.
One.
I need to drink something else.
We're going
to
rate this a one.
Okay. I think you guys are going to be a little surprised.
Yeah.
A little surprised.
Please don't be a brewery I like. Please don't be a brewery I like.
Is it local?
It's called Topsy Boozy Seltzer Watermelon Mint. So we all got it right. From Fonta Flora.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
They
do better.
Love you guys. You guys and girls at Fonta Flora.
And you know what?
Stick to beer.
I would have bought it based on who they are.
Well, that's why we got it.
Last time we hung out, you had that Fonta Flora, the one that comes in the clear bottles. What was that beer?
Those Gozes.
They were
Gozes.
You know, and I liked it, but I didn't love it. I felt like I would like to try that one on.
They've worked with watermelon before, and I don't think I didn't like that either. You guys, you gave a 60-second review to that beer.
Yeah. I think all the parts were there. I just didn't like how it came together.
Yep. And
this is
wrong
like so
in
much
a lot
worse.
Of ways.
But watermelon's a tough fruit, though, because it can get vegetal so quick, you know?
You know what? Tell that to Paradox. Man,
I get where they're going. Like that's a salad,
a really
right? That's
one.
Like
yeah,
if
that's
you put
right.
a little mint in a fruit salad. I'm not
so
sure where
so this
was.
Tastes yeah. like they made their it's goza with a watermelon. Then they took all the leftover watermelon and ran some water across it.
That's funny.
Threw some mint in.
This is funny.
And carbon.
Can I see that can again? So that it's marked in my
put it in the dirty tank.
Satan's mark on that thing.
I wouldn't hate this as a goza. I don't think. Like those
they
flavors
kick some sourness
if it was a little
it,
saltier.
A little salt.
I already poured it out.
Okay, jeez. Moving on. Let's go to F.
F.
And F, F is clear.
And very sweet smelling again.
Ooh, this is nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Can't quite put my finger on what that is.
Oh, that's... That's like...
It's kind of a weird smell.
Yeah. This is candy. This is a candy.
It's cotton candy too, isn't it?
Well, no. It does again, smell everything like... smells like peach rings to me, but...
Yeah. Oh, it does smell peachy.
It smells, like, actually a peach smells like a peach ring.
You know what? It doesn't smell like meat, so I like that.
Already beginning from a place of strength.
It's a weird flavor.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, I think
it's... Oh, this is a tropical thing.
No, I coconut.
I think it's
mango.
Mango. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, this is mango-y.
It is mango.
Okay.
Mangoes.
What?
I love mangoes.
You know, really?
Why do you hate mangoes?
You're not a fan of the mango?
No.
What?
Awful flavor. Can't do it.
Huh. Are you allergic to them? Huh.
Because you know some people. It's not a texture thing. It's a flavor thing.
Like, emotionally.
Oh, God.
Were you hurt by a mango once?
Yeah, fell out of the tree.
The law offices.
Wow. You know, this isn't bad, though. Like,
if you're into mango.
Right. If you're into mango. If you're into, if you're into something tropical.
And you're into bad.
If you have half a brain.
And I think if you were on an island or by a, you know what I mean, and you wanted that feel.
Are you not into mango? Are you into bad?
Coconut, not drink taste, this. Consistency.
Mango White Claw is my guess. It reminds me of the White Claw with
honest
the
carbonation. Honest to God, I've never had a White Claw.
There's just not a lot much to this.
No, there's not. It's one-dimensional, though.
It could be more. Yeah.
But it doesn't taste like or smell like meat.
Yeah, so and it's not super, it's not syrupy sweet.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going with the one.
Yep.
Freaking
finished. And it was the big reveal.
I don't know why I did that.
Corona.
Yeah, sure.
Hard seltzer, mango flavored, 4.5% ABV, 90 calories.
Yeah.
So something that Corona made was rated higher than something Fanta Flora made.
And boom.
That happened on this show.
Boom. Wow. There we made history.
So let's all just sit chew for 30 history, seconds folks, and dwell on
I need,
that.
I need a cold shower.
Take that, SpaceX. We run this week.
Wow.
Big this
one. I'm like, I don't get it.
Wow. Okay.
I wish we had time to squeeze in one more before the break.
Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute. Don't go away.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Wow. Great intro there.
Yeah, we're still here.
Well, we're still here.
We're still cleansing our palates.
We are.
We'll never be clean again.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah. We are doing a Summer of Questionable Decision blind hard seltzer tasting.
I can't get clean.
We're doing it so you folks don't have to, okay?
So we're going to talk about G next.
G.
G's not bad.
G whiz. Yeah.
G has got like a yellowy kind of tint to it.
It looks like juice.
It's not an unpleasant color.
It smells citrusy.
Smells citrusy and not unpleasant at all.
It is like super legit and whatever's in it, it's got to be good.
Okay. Perfect. Maybe.
Exactly.
A little bitter, not in a bad way.
And it's drinkable. Super. It's a crusher.
There is depth and balance to this.
There is. Yeah.
Depth and balance in a seltzer.
Yeah. This
has some Radler vibes for me.
It does
me.
Have Radler vibes.
It's crazy, but it's good.
Orangey, maybe?
Grapefruit.
We're going to rate this a 3.
Tangerine.
Strong 3. Like it could go a little bit higher than three.
It could.
In this bunch, it could. This and is my pick. So
doesn't
far.
Have that weird nope. fermented flavor.
I think the bitterness is covered.
This one is surprising because in a previous episode, the same brewery had one that we thought was
horrible.
Yeah, was bad.
Okay.
This is from Belching Beaver.
Oh,
and
no.
this is passion fruit and guava.
Wow.
What's
not grapefruit?
Am I going to regret the name
Real
of it?
Real fruit, not grapefruit. No, it's just their hard seltzer, passion fruit and guava.
Because that brewery gives a lot of...
5.5% ABV, 110 calories.
All beavers belch.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Sure. It doesn't have some sort of name.
No, it's just their hard seltzer.
No, he's
okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, moving on to H.
Moving on.
H.
H is clear.
H is not bad either. You know what? I think she saved all the good ones for the maybe the last half.
Clear and bubbly.
You know, this
got
is something
that, you got that same sort of mango / peach, sort of like
some kind of stone fruit.
Yeah,
to me.
Stony.
Yeah. This one's very dry too. Kind of the.
It's a brute seltzer.
The aroma on this is really sweet.
This
it's very
this is
pleasant.
Very
yes.
water.
It does not taste nearly as sweet as it smells.
Yeah. But that's not necessarily bad that it's watery.
No, I think it's the makes it more drinkable.
Yeah.
Actually.
It tastes like a flavored vodka soda or something.
Yeah.
Like I could pound a few of these while mowing the yard, which I might.
Are all these seltzers like
a lot going on there?
Corn sugar, grain, because you know, like there are also people making the vodka seltzers.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways that people are making them, and I think you can kind of tell the one from the other.
Yeah, I'm saying this one could almost be like a vodka,
like where 5%. They just spiked it. Yeah,
yeah. This one's
spiked it and carved it.
This one's nice. I like this one a lot.
Yeah.
I like it for the subtleness. Like, it's not...
Dare I...
No, I'm not that jealous.
I know, I got greedy.
Go for it.
I mean,
Go for it. I'm going this, I don't know.
Right. It's better than some of the other ones that tried to be this, like, clear seltzer.
Yeah, agreed.
But,
all right, so the majority says 2, but I'm going higher with it myself.
All right. If you balance
well, we'll
in the middle.
Two.
We'll call it...
It's the best
we'll
of the twos.
Two.
It's the best of the twos.
There you go.
More regrettable decisions.
I got caught
here.
Up in the moment.
Yeah, there are a lot more regrettable decisions.
So I was going to give it a 4.
Where are we?
But that was ridiculous. We
have to reveal.
But let me
what
tell
this
you
one.
What it is.
Oh, yes. We want to know.
Now this.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, this is. This is Funky Buddha. This is their mango guava flavor.
They're already going to hell. So
90 calories, 4.5% ABV. But.
In the last episode, we had a different flavor from them, and it was one of the worst ones we had.
Yeah. Well, Funky Buddha, we think for stuff like shortcake beers and stuff like that.
Well, but I think the thing about
like
it
I
is
said, they're going to hell for a lot of reasons.
True.
That's the least of it.
A lot of these, they make you you have to buy like a mixed 12, right?
Yeah, because you can't drink more than one.
Well,
they did that bacon beer. What was it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that
and the snow
last
man
snow.
Snout. Yeah.
Last snow.
Snout. Great. I called it a snout.
But like, they make you buy these mix packs. And so kind of like the founders, like one flavor is really good. Another flavor kind of sucks.
Right.
You know, so it's very hit or miss.
Okay. Let's try I.
Cucumber thing again.
Yeah.
Back
a little a hazy white.
Almost looks like white wine.
Jeez Louise.
Man, it's actually bar. Got a little
better than the other
kind of a white wine thing going.
Yeah.
I agree. It's better than the other cucumber.
It's a weird
It's because it tastes
though.
Fake.
If it's cucumber.
Yeah.
It tastes like some sort of weird extract or something.
It's it's because it's the cucumber. Cucumber's another
it's
tough
got a,
one.
Yeah, it's got a weird flavor.
There is
What's
maybe this is
pull
line.
To pull it out. The only thing cucumber really
right.
has going for it is the vegetal sort of thing. You
but
know?
I think
that's,
to
you
Drew's
know.
Point, there is like a little sharp kind of citrus note right
there
at the
is.
End, so like
there
a lime kind
of. It might be cucumber lime for all we know.
Yeah.
Might be.
I mean, because that would lend itself. I mean, those are good flavors together, right?
Indeed.
It's better than the other one, which I gave a 3.
Might be, arsenic rat turd for all we know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. This is a solid 2.
I'm inconsistent here, but
none of us will ever know a solid 2 again.
Yeah.
This one is from Modern Times. It is their Bubble Party Hard.
Bubble Party Hard.
Yep, cucumber
lime. That's the perfect name for this thing.
Now, This one has the most calories. This is 135 calories.
What? Is that also the biggest can?
Yeah,
though?
It's probably because it's got the bigger serving size.
That's not going to get you at the bachelorette party.
5% ABV. Yeah. I mean, this is a bigger can. Yeah.
But is it a 12-ounce serving or is it one?
What they say the serving
can?
Size is.
Is it a 16-ounce can?
This is 16 ounces and it says serving size one can.
Well,
so
well, there you go.
Yeah. Let's walk.
That extra 4 ounces will get you.
Whatevs.
Not pleased.
You know.
We're nearing the finish here.
We are.
I'd say some modern times is very hit or miss, even with their beers.
What do we give that thing? A two?
Two.
Yeah
sure.
Yeah,
some chips and salsa. They can be hit or miss.
Sure. Something salty, something.
Yeah, I don't like this one. It's gross.
All right.
Stop where trying, Drew.
Tim, Jay.
Tim's like, there's no covering this up.
One of my favorite letters
here.
Just
bring me a water.
I love a good J. Oh my God!
It's kind of
orange. Oh my God! Like,
I'm just watching all like, three of them.
Drew's,
gag
Drew's,
and
a, Drew drank it. I'm sort of smelling it, but I'm thinking the same thing he's doing.
Do I have to try it?
You Holy know what? This cow. Is not.
Dave
what
loves
is
it.
That? What is that?
It's kind of orangey to me, right? Are we drinking J? That's the one we're drinking, right?
Yeah,
it's orangey.
Orangey. I mean,
yeah,
it's like
now that
like,
you're I'm,
like
I'm
gummy oranges,
knee-high,
like the
knee-high
orange,
orange
candy.
This is like if you ran out of Tang, okay?
Oh,
but you had just like a little bit.
You scraped the inside
you,
of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then you just made some, but you didn't really have enough to make
that. Just
the full glass.
So you threw
that
some invert me. Sugar in there
yeah,
or something.
That hurt me.
No.
Yeah.
Oh God.
The taste is painful.
The powderiness
it's, yeah.
of
it's
this
it's artificial.
It's, yeah.
it's drying my mouth out.
Sour Patch Kid dust.
Oh, the super like,
the orange slice.
I would
candy.
Say
that was Sour Patch Kid dust.
Yeah.
I would say Pixie Sticks.
That's
sure.
Bad.
Sure.
It makes my stomach
fun,
hurt.
Maybe
bad.
Some Fun Dip mixed in.
There's nothing fun about this, Tim.
Ugh, I agree.
No.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
This is a one. This is a one.
I'm just mad.
It hurt me.
White Claw, Ruby Grapefruit.
You're shizzing me.
Yep. Now you've had a White Claw.
Now I've had a friggin' White Claw.
How was
we
it?
Pop that.
Woo!
Grapefruit.
Sorry.
On you.
Sorry if I blew Uh-oh. This. Blew
Look out, everybody.
There.
The claws are coming out.
Yeah. Jeez Louises.
Yeah.
White
Thanks claw
a lot
wasted,
for that.
Y'all.
You know, I was the guy that gave one of my young nephews his first Coca-Cola, so I'm paying. I'm getting paid back for that.
There you go. You're going to give him a White Claw.
We're
now.
Even now.
Yeah.
Cosmos.
Bring him a White Claw.
We're even.
Okay.
Garbage.
Moving along.
Stretch, folks.
Moving along.
We're almost there.
Very sweet smelly again.
Whatever Whoa. Number that
like,
is.
Wow. Woo. Almost like okay. a rose water kind of scent to it.
Granny, are you there?
That's what I thought. Very perfumey.
Maybe geranium.
Oh, what the
this is Grady's. This is Grady's.
This now this tastes like cotton candy to me.
This is White Diamonds, Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow!
I swear to.
Actually, I think wow. I taste more Elizabeth Taylor than I do.
Oh!
Oh! Wow!
Oh! Taste the agony. That's Moonlight in Paris. Toilet water.
Well, what
Granny's?
Is this prison?
Wait,
this is toilet water.
This is sachet.
But is this pineapple?
I don't.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. That's what this is.
It is.
That's exactly right because
right.
this is what fake, crappy pineapple candy tastes like.
It's the worst pineapple
yeah,
life saver
like
you've ever had in your life.
The smell of the syrup in the canned pineapple.
Yeah. Oh yeah, actually, yeah.
You know? I will drink that. Over this.
Yeah.
Well, if you
I
poured that
with
into
you.
Carbonated water, this is what you would have.
I was like, put some what do they put inside her nutrients? Yeast yeah, put some yeast nutrients in that pineapple water and boom, it'll be better than this.
I would say you could add some rum to this and you might have something.
Maybe
what's the
if
pineapple
it's mostly
rum.
Rum.
Fermented pineapple skin.
You'd just be ruining some rum. Yeah.
It's a kind of a yeah. quasi.
Oh, you know, like when
tepache.
They make
tepache.
Oh, I don't know.
What's
you
the,
just put pineapple skins in water, the yeast on it.
What's the bartender thing they do with like
really
the,
good
or Sounds the good. Lime?
Put some cinnamon
like,
sticks in there.
You know,
and
they,
stuff.
After they use the limes in the cocktail, squeeze
It'll
it in, then they
thing.
Put all
sorry
put it all in there and kind of stew it. It's, dang it.
Like an infusion?
Well, sort of, but it's a...
A tincture?
We're giving this like more time than it deserves.
I'm sorry. Yeah, never mind. No.
All right, it's still terrible.
Chris, this is bad. It's pineapple, and it's not good. So
now, okay, so a question. Have we had a good pineapple beer?
I don't like pineapple and beer generally. Okay. I love pineapple. Okay. It comes off.
It is a weird acidity.
I get a weird, my buds don't like it.
So pineapple is tough to begin with.
Someone in Colorado, like Odell's or
it's
someone.
It's tough for me.
Yeah.
There was, it was Odell.
Sculpin wasn't bad from.
That wasn't bad too, yeah.
Pina Agrio.
Yes, and that was actually a decent beer.
That is a good beer.
Because it was like a pineapple sour.
I have had some good pineapple, but generally speaking.
Because we had a couple bottles of that.
Something odd there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like a watermelon, a pineapple is a tough
I think
fruit.
It's fruit.
I do agree with that.
The chemical reactions that happen with fermentation do something weird with pineapple where it doesn't translate.
Yeah.
It's kind of like bananas or something. Like what you think it tastes like as the natural fruit, you can't really get that to go through fermentation.
Yeah. Or cucumber.
And come out. Yeah, exactly.
And we make fun of the natural flavors.
Once
and
the sugar's gone,
flavor additives,
what's left is not that good.
Right. Yeah.
Right. This is why.
Once it strips that out, there's...
Yeah.
Okay, so they were behind the eight ball from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean,
they made a questionable decision.
I'm going...
Just like we did.
I'm going with the pack here.
We're rating this one a one.
There's just nothing... In these seltzers, there's nothing to hide. Anything that sucks.
Yeah, a pineapple Sculpin, you got a lot of hops to offset
You know. I wasn't crazy about those.
So
Sculpins.
Interesting. We had, on another episode, we had one from the same brand, and we were sort of blown away by how tasty it was. So there's this reality show called The Kardashians.
Oh, God.
And
I thought I was escaping them. Aren't they going off the air?
There's no escaping. One of the girls...
One of them's about to be governor of California, so...
What?
Oh, allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
He's going to... Or she's going to run.
I want off that name.
I want off this ride. Anyways, one of the Jenners was...
Kylie.
Dating this guy.
A rapper. Yeah.
A rapper.
Where's this going?
Named Travis Scott.
Yeah.
And this is his baby.
Okay.
It's called Cacti.
Yeah,
made it
and
with
it's a pineapple. Yeah, it's a pineapple agave spike seltzer. Now this one is 7% ABV. It's 100% blue agave from Mexico.
So there's been a lot of buzz and hype around this.
This one is even 150 calories in this thing.
Something associated with the Kardashians having a lot of hype and buzz
delivering.
No.
It
was
bad.
So
it was pretty bad.
Like people were been raving about the Cacti seltzer, and actually the brand, the flavor we tried yesterday was crap. I don't. So again, you have to buy this blend.
It was actually the lime. Yeah, it was the lime,
and it was the best one.
No,
we
it
had
was
yesterday.
Great.
Well, if it's tequila based,
this is what happens when you use TikTok to make your decisions.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
and when you don't disclose that your Instagram posts and everything were sponsored when you raved about them.
I learned how to dance and cook on TikTok. I'll have you.
I don't know Mr. Travis, but I don't care for his seltzer.
At least not that flavor.
All right, so last but not least.
It might be least.
Mr. Scott.
Were there's still time. L?
L.
As in?
Now, L is a really...
Similar to J.
Love.
Yeah, pretty color.
This is... Wow.
I don't know. You guys...
It reminds me very much of a red wine.
It does not come across as a seltzer. Like, I would not peg this.
Oh.
I think...
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think...
Mr. Caperton, happy.
Yeah, what happened here?
For somebody who likes sour beer...
Yeah.
That if you were going to have a watered-down seltzer version of a sour beer, this would be your jam.
I'd drink this.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot easier than a bomber of full-on sour, probably.
Tim's not as in as
I am. What do you think, Lady Hands?
I'm feeling this one. As a beer snob... This is the best of the bunch.
I still would never choose it over something else.
No.
But
what would you choose over this?
I think I'm just happy because we're done.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going here with it. This is nice. This is nice.
I'm more like this, but okay.
Okay. We're going to rate this a four. We're going there.
Sure. We're going. We had to. It's the best of the bunch then. So, this is our only four. We gave two fours.
Black Project.
Yeah. Mm.
Spontaneous.
This is called Top Secret. Yes.
If they kept it super secret, I wouldn't be offended, but
so this we've is had it. Wild fermented hard seltzer with Tempranillo and Cab Franc grapes.
Is that even mean? Does that even mean wild fermented seltzer water?
Because they can do that at Black
Project.
Those
are just words. It's a word salad.
From a highly cultured culture.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
I think this is cool. Okay. Anyways.
We made it.
All right, we're done.
We made it. I only dropped one F-bomb.
Sorry.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and
give it a little tappy.
Tap that subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry, play podcast Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipssudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sips, Suds, Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on these social media platforms.
And please do us a favor and take this time to rate the episode if you're listening to us online. It's a big help, and we get to hear how much you really enjoy my voice over Dave's.
Yeah.
Good old boy, Drew. Thanks for being here.
I'm here.
And locked in. Good old boy, Caperton.
Yes. I should probably say at some point I wanted to plug possibly my TikTok feed. I'm going to start a thing on Beer Talk over there soon. So you'll look for that at Grim AF on TikTok.
Nice. Good boy, Tim.
Well, it's good coming back.
Good to see Timmy.
I'll never be back again.
This is it.
I feel like I was hoodwinked. Good boy, Dave.
Bye, Timmy.
This is good old gal Juliana. We hope you make some questionable summer decisions just like we have.
Listen to this friggin' show.
Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.